Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show author Eve Carlin. She has a brand new book called Track 61. This is from Coffee Town Press. Eve, welcome to the show, because Track 61, we've heard about it in the past, about a secret tunnel to Grand Central Station that President Roosevelt was using, and now a Nazi saboteur. What is going on here?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. Track 61 is actually, it's not a tunnel. It's an abandoned rail spur that had been used by distinguished guests, most notably FDR, who used the track when he came to New York City to Grand Central, after which he took a private elevator large enough to accommodate his limousine up to the Waldorf Astoria. So the Nazi saboteur plot, actually 80 years ago yesterday, saboteurs landed off the coast of the United States, and it's largely believed that their target was Grand Central Station. And one of the targets in Grand Central was the power grid that lies below the station, called M42, which was actually only revealed to the public in the 1980s. And adjacent to that power grid, most likely, is Track 61. So I was able to incorporate in this historical novel, historical fiction, both these places, Track 61 and M42, as potential targets.
The, you know, historical fiction, for me, like I think about Robert Graves with I, Claudius and Messalina the God, and to me it just makes it so much more rich than to have someone just pull it out of their own head to put that historical, that real life context into it. So as you were making that, here you had the history of it, and then tell us about your two protagonists, Peter and Greta.
Well, first of all, I, Claudius is a fabulous book, and I completely agree about historical fiction. As far as I know, regarding the Nazi saboteur plot, this is the only historical novel on the subject. Now, I do try, when writing, to incorporate, you know, as many accurate facts as possible. So the sabotage operation actually happened. As far as the female protagonist, I was really... It occurred to me, I have had a grandmother who was a German-Jewish immigrant who would have been a young woman at the time. So I was able to set the story and see the plot through her eyes. So she becomes rather entangled with one of the men in New York City. And then we learn about their week in New York through her, from her perspective.
How much, if at all, is Greta you?
Greta me?
Yeah.
Not a bit. I would say she's very much so my grandmother, who passed last year at 101 and was a very, very lively, wonderful, not at all a grandmother type person. So I would say that I really drew on her personal experience.
So for you, when you're crafting a story like this, you know, and it's all at your own speed, whether you want to get away from it all and you know, in a cabin, or you want to write while you're on the subway, whatever, how much of it do you wrestle with, I want her to do this, I want him to do that, and then change your mind?
Change their mind? I want her to do what? I stick, like, with this, I knew, I had read the saboteur military trial transcript, so I had a real strong outline of what was going to happen in the week that they spent in New York City and what would ultimately happen. And so I just kind of imagined those events through the perspective of my female character.
Very interesting. And, of course, you know, as borders go, one man's hero is another man's traitor,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. that was something that really struck me as I delved into this story. And it's certainly something I'm really sensitive about even now, because you never want to, anyone who's labeled a Nazi or, gosh forbid, anything against the U.S., you certainly don't want to make them seem heroic in any way, shape, or form. But in this instance, I found the story very complex. And the more I looked into it, and the more I looked into the fate of these men and what happened, the more I started to see the human side of them. And I wondered, particularly for one man who is kind of the main character in the book, Peter Berger, I wondered what any of us would do in his shoes. He was a nationalized U.S. citizen. He had been a member of the National Guard. He went back to Germany, probably late 20s, early 30s, to be with family. He was a member of the Nazi Party, but he went to Poland, where he wrote a very honest appraisal of atrocities in Poland that landed him in a Gestapo prison. So upon his release, it seemed as if he was really forced into this operation, and he had little choice but to go along, or else his family might have been harmed. So of all the men, I found myself most drawn to him and saw him and wondered truly what anyone would do in his shoes.
A couple more questions for Eve Carlin, the new book, Track 61, and that's something that has died off, I think, in today is nuance, because, you know, I respect any 18-year-old that gets drafted by his country and shows up, and that's a big difference than someone who was a guard at Buchenwald, you know, but we just tend to lump everyone together. So you were intrigued by a court transcript, some of the legal commentary, and how was this, in a way, a travesty of justice, and how was this sort of bungled by J. Edgar Hoover?
Well, okay, I don't want to give too much away, but J. Edgar Hoover really took the credit for having captured these men, which isn't at all what happened. The men were not captured. The men, a couple of them, turned themselves in. But in the narrative of the story put forth by the FBI, Hoover takes all the credit. As far as the travesty of justice, they were tried by a military tribunal. And even at the time, it was a question of whether it was appropriate for them to have this military tribunal. In the midst of the trial, the Supreme Court actually met to debate the legality of it. And ultimately, I mean, the tribunal continued, the Supreme Court ruled in its favor, but today a lot of people have questions about whether justice was truly served.
Now, with this, as I was mentioning, the reason Track 61, was there a time when FDR was... they thought that we had to hide the fact that he had polio, that the country would look weak, and he would drive his car onto the train. Is that right?
Right. Yeah. No. I think certainly that was part of. That was a big part of it with FDR. He always was seen, for the most part, until very later years, in his seated or standing at the podium, never coming toward the podium. And yes, I think Track 61, for both security reasons and to hide his disability, was used by him. Yeah, after which the dilemma was taken up to the Waldorf. And even today, there's a very inconspicuous door off of Park Avenue that leads to that elevator.
Do you think there are people that, because it sounds like Area 51, that there are aliens there?
Probably.
Well, what,
nothing surprises me.
What's there now? Is there like rusted old trains there?
Oh, yeah. It's actually really interesting to look at photos. You can look it up. There's so many interesting photos of it, yeah.
All right, so for the Netflix or Amazon miniseries, who plays Peter, who plays Greta?
So I really haven't given that any thought. I don't know. I'm going to let the producers and everyone who puts the money in decide that. I have to give that some thought.
If they said, listen, just to throw you a bone, we're going to let you play a character that has three lines, which character do you want?
Oh, I think I would choose a friend of Greta's in the book, a girl named Rose.
Very good. And last question for you. When you, did a deep dive into the facts of this, what was maybe one or two things that almost like truth was stranger than fiction that you're like, wow, I can't even believe that happened?
Well, I mean, it's hard to believe just how the tables were turned, these guys that history was completely rewritten after what happened to them. That there really is, you have to really dig deep in order to find the facts of this story. None of the headlines would have revealed that.
There she is. The book is called Track 61 from Eve Carlin, and this is available from Coffeetown Press. You can go to evecarlinbooks.com, and that's Carlin with a K. Eve, congratulations on a fascinating new novel, and let's catch up on your next one.
Okay, terrific. Thank you so much.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a break, and we'll come on. Byline.